I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A series of earthquakes and volcanic eruptions jolted locations on opposite ends of the Pacific Ocean Tuesday. The U.S. Geological Survey says a massive 8.2 magnitude earthquake struck about 280 kilometers southeast of Alaska's Kodiak Island, initially prompting emergency officials to issue a tsunami warning for large parts of coastal Alaska and Canada's British Columbia.
I just want to again remind everybody, this is not a drill. This is an actual tsunami warning. Everybody get at least 100 feet above sea level, high school parking lot. Pillar Mountain is safe. However, it is very backed up right now, so you won't make it there in 5 minutes. So best place right now is a high school parking lot. Everybody get out of your homes.
The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center later canceled the tsunami watch for Hawaii. The other watches and warnings for coastal Alaska, British Columbia, and parts of the U.S. coast still in effect. So hours earlier, and more than 5,000 kilometers away, a Japanese soldier was killed and several other people injured as a result of a volcanic eruption near a mountain ski resort. Authorities in the Philippines raised the alert level for its most active volcano after it sent a huge cloud of volcanic ash and rocks several kilometers in the air Monday. A huge explosion from Mount Mayon was the most powerful since the 2,462-meter-tall volcano first began belching red-hot lava, ash, and superheated gas and volcanic debris nearly 2 weeks ago. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology raised its alert level to 4 on a scale of 5, signifying hazardous eruption is imminent. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence reiterated Tuesday the Trump administration's view that the international deal on Iran's nuclear program should be changed and said moving the U.S. embassy to Israel to Jerusalem is a tangible sign of U.S. commitment. Also, while in Jerusalem during his 4-day Middle East trip, Pence stood with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, where the Prime Minister commented about their discussions.
We discussed both common challenges and common opportunities in a very turbulent Middle East. And the foremost challenge comes from Iran. The tyrants of Tehran have spent billions of dollars spreading murder and mayhem throughout the Middle East to advance their poisonous ideology.
This meeting comes after the United States announced that it would move its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem by the end of 2019. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Monday said Washington must pay closer attention to its special relationship with Britain, even though President Donald Trump has yet to visit London.
Both from a security standpoint, but also from an economic standpoint. And we need to pay attention to that relationship and the importance of this relationship on a bilateral basis as well, while we work together in common cause to address some of these serious conflicts around the world that confront both of our nations.
Tillerson also plans to meet with the European signatory nations to the Iran nuclear deal as the Trump administration seeks changes to the 2015 agreement. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis Tuesday issued a strong rebuke of Turkey's offensive against a U.S. allied Kurdish militia in northern Syria, saying it's distracting from the fight against Islamic State militants. Turkey last week began bombing and has sent troops into northern Syria's Kurdish-controlled region of Afrin along the Turkish border in an attempt to drive out the Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG. South Korea and China have criticized a decision Monday by President Trump to impose stiff tariffs on imports of washing machines and solar panels. The action followed a conclusion by the U.S. International Trade Commission that found that imported products were a substantial cause of serious injury to domestic manufacturers.
Think that will go anywhere?
Possible, because this arrangement that President Trump took is perfectly legal under U.S. law, but other countries claim that it's not necessarily compatible with WTO law.
Louis Kao is head of Asia Economics at the Hong Kong-based Oxford Economics Consultancy, speaking with VOA's Victor Beatty. He says it has been long expected that Mr. Trump would eventually act more aggressively on trade matters as part of his America First campaign. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry.